solemnly swear that we are up to no good.
Welcome to We Solemnly Swear, a Nick Olson podcast. We are a group of sisters who are diehard Harry Potter fans who want to share our crazy passion and knowledge of the Wizarding World with our fellow Potterheads.
Today we have...
Nadine, your headdress Hufflepuff.
Jamie, your garrison Gryffindor.
And Tori, your Ravenclaw! Because there's no R-named hats in the world, and I'm really upset about it.
It's a fun fact.
Just so everyone out there knew, there's every other letter in the flipping alphabet. It's fine.
It's all good. But we are talking about hats.
Yeah. Anyone have a hint? Which hat in the Wizarding World we're talking about?
A.
The sorting hat. Yay.
The sorting hat. Just think if somebody had lice. It's my only thought.
There better be some magical enchantment to protect it from that. I will never, ever think of it the same.
Just like, can I spray this before you put it on my head?
There's like a funny, that's one of my favorite memes. They went around during the beginning of the pandemic, which is, I mean, they're just jokes, people. Okay, it's all just a joke, but it's got that picture of Brad Pitt when he's like fighting in the ring and he looks all like tough, and it's like nurses fighting against the coronavirus, and they're like, yeah, come at me, bro, you know. And then it's like nurses against lice, and they're all in the hazmat suit, and it's like, like I will not deal with lice. Bring me anything else but lice or bed bugs, like you name it. Like, I can't handle it.
Oh, yeah.
It just made me laugh. It's obviously just a joke, people. We take corona seriously, but.
I'm sure your nurses will be more than willing to help you out. Now we're talking about headlines.
Sorry, guys.
Sorting hat!
The sorting hat. So, the sorting hat. Let's give it its proper attention here. Mm-hmm. So, it literally contains the intelligence of the four founders. It can speak through a rim near, through the rip near its brim. And it's skilled in legitimacy, which enables it to look into the wearer's head and divine his or her capabilities and mood. I do have to say, if they made this hat to be so amazing, why didn't they give it a better mouth?
Yeah.
It's the most realistic mouth that, because can you imagine a big pair of lips on that mouth, like that they're on a hat? Like, that'd be the weirdest thing ever. Like,
just like pops up.
Like, I keep thinking of that filter that everyone uses on TikTok. With those big lips and their big eyes.
Big lips.
Oh, I know.
I mean, I guess they wanted it to look more natural.
Like a hat. Stuff.
Yeah.
An unassuming hat.
Yeah. I was reading either on Pottermore today, I don't remember where else I was reading, a couple other places, but it said the sorting hat was compared to like a portrait or a ghost. Things like that where it doesn't have its own intelligence, but it has, like, the founders gave it a part
life.
Of them. Kind of, yeah. Just like a portrait. It can't think on its own or do much, but it has what it was given and told.
Yeah.
So I thought that was cool. And then I thought I really liked the depiction of it in the movies. I love how the sorting hat looks in the movies. When you read about the description in the books, it looks like it sounds and looks creepy with like the rip near its brim, and it just like has
a floppy old hat.
Yeah. But I do like how it was in the movies.
My question is, how did they get a legitimacy spell to, one, work over hundreds of years, and two, on an inanimate object when Harry basically sucks at it? Like,
I think you just have the four founding fathers. That's how you do that.
All of them. That'd be really funny if all four of them were, like, really skilled at occlumency and legilimency, and they're like, I know what you're thinking, I know what you're thinking, I know what you're thinking. Like,
oh, I was just thinking that. Hilarious. Oh, I know. I was just thinking about that. Oh, I know. That was a great idea. I was just thinking about that.
No wonder the gray lady ran out of there. She's like, I can't handle this. I can't handle this.
My mom's insane.
My parents are insane.
So do you think because it was, like, the intelligence of all four of them that they each had to, like, wear it for, like, a year? Like, that was their hat. And then they had to pass it off to the next person?
So that would be, like, really funny and really gross at the same time. Like, I would go after anyone but Godric or Salazar.
They probably had good hygiene. They washed their hair.
In the, like, what, 900s? Yeah, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. Since we also know for a fact that in Pottermore it talks about how when there were no bathrooms back in the day, they would just relieve themselves and clean it up with magic. So, yeah, I'm not so sure on the extent of hygiene.
They had a lake, Tori.
They had a lake.
And the giant squid probably
No wonder the merpeople hate them. They all took baths in the stinking lake. They're like, we used to be beautiful mermen back in the day. Now look at us.
Toxic gross waste. Lice and dandruff.
Oh, how could you?
Oh my goodness, that's hilarious. We know the sorting hat stays in the headmistress's office, or at least it did during Harry's time. And we also know it originally was Godric Gryffindor's hat, and he took it off his head. It's in one of the sorting hat songs.
It's the first song.
No,
he whipped me off his head. I thought it was the first song.
I thought it was, like, the fifth or so.
We'll find out. I don't remember.
But, yeah. Belonged to him.
So, the sorting hat is notorious for refusing to admit that it has made a mistake ever in its sorting of any of the students. On those occasions when Slytherins behave altruistically or selflessly, when Ravenclaws flunk all of their exams, when Hufflepuffs prove lazy yet academically gifted, and when Gryffindors exhibit cowardice, the hat steadfastly backs its original decisions. On balance, however, the hat has made remarkably few errors of judgment over the many centuries that it has been at work. So we talked about this. I don't know if you're going to go into it. Sorry. We talked about this in the back of the day, like how it was what you value or what you want. And there are like theories like that. I mean, that Harry, Ron, and Hermione both were, they were all like, I want Gryffindor. And we all know that Harry definitely is like anything but Slytherin.
Yeah.
But like that Hermione, even though it could see that Hermione was very, very smart and all that stuff, like there, she's like, I want to be brave. So it was like a value she wanted.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
so it like gives the students a chance.
Yes.
To become
so
that.
Like, that's why it's like, I didn't make a mistake. This is something you wanted. So like those Ravenclaws that flunk, like, yeah, you wanted to be smart. Work harder, buddy. Or like,
you're failing at that.
Things like that. So it's kind of just like, I don't know. I always fall back on that. It's not what you are. It's what you want or wish in your heart.
I feel like for the Slytherins, it's kind of like a sad, like, well, like, you shouldn't have cared. like you decided to be nice to that person. Well,
sucks to be you, buddy boy.
Well, I think, yeah, it could have something to do with their ambition too, though.
Yeah, because usually that's what it's about.
Yeah.
Ambition.
Those slithery snakes. Sorry.
Those slithering snakes. Oh my gosh.
I love
Sorry.
You, Slytherins.
We love you. Angela, come back to us.
Angela. So the sorting hat has also worked as a portal because it provides the Sword of Gryffindor, which is awesome.
Yes.
I don't know if, like, do you think that when Godric Gryffindor proposed this idea, that they were cool with that?
Like, I think he just...
I bet they didn't know.
Yeah, I bet he just, like, was like, oh, by the way, here's my sword. I can transport through my hat.
Yeah, I could totally see it.
It's kind of, yeah, it's kind of awesome. Awesome way to defend yourself. Just, like, I just got a sword in my hat. That's all.
Got a sword up. Instead of, like, flowers or a dove up your sleeve, it's a sword up my hat. Bam! Like... Be intimidating.
Courage!
That's totally what he did. Want to see a magic trick? Courage!
This, on the courage note, the Sorting Hat feels itself honor-bound to give due warning when it detects great danger for the school, which is also kind of awesome that it, like, it's like, not only do I, like, sort these children into classes, but I'm going to protect them. Like,
I'm going to protect them.
But Nick says he's heard it happen several times before, and the device is always the same. Stand together, be strong from within.
What a good little hat.
What a good little hat.
This is from J.K. Rowling, her thoughts that she'll publish on Pottermore. So I just wanted to read it real quick. This is kind of how the Sorting Hat came to be. She said, "The Sorting Hat does not appear in my earliest plans for Hogwarts. I debated several different methods of sorting students because I knew from early on that there would be four houses, all with very different qualities. The first was an elaborate Heath Robinson-ish machine that did all kinds of magical things before reaching a decision. But I did not like it. It felt at once too complicated and too easy. Next, I placed four statues of the four founders in the entrance hall, which came alive and selected the students from the throng in front of them while the school watched, which is basically what Ilvermorny does, side note.
That's what I was going to say.
So she didn't throw that one away. But so she said, while this was better, it still was not quite right. Finally, I wrote a list of ways in which people can be chosen. Eeny, meeny, miny, moe, short straws, chosen by team captains.
Short straws. Sorry.
Fight to the deaths. Like.
And she
Sorry,
says,
keep going. Names. I just like that would be really funny.
I know. That was a funny one. Okay, yeah. So chosen by team captains, name out of a hat, names out of a talking hat, putting on a hat. The Sorting Hat. So that is how it came to be.
I love it. I love it. Sorry, I just like, if you could try, like, just doing like eeny, meeny, miny, mo. Can you imagine? That'd be so funny.
Eeny, or the meeny, short straws, miny, like, moe.
Like, gotcha. You four have been given straws. The shortest is going to go to Gryffindor. They're like, oh, man. Like,
oh, man.
Oh, my gosh. Anyway, that would have been great. Nadine, also, from before, the Sorting Hat song that sang about how Gryffindor whipped him off his head was in the fourth year. So you were right. It is not the first year.
I know. I was like, I just read this chapter with my daughter this morning, and I was like, I don't think it said it, but I was second
guessing
myself.
It is not in there. That one talks about how each
describes house, the houses,
what they value, whereas this one was all about all of this is where they're at and this is what they like, and 'twas Gryffindor who found the way. He whipped me off his head, like, bam.
Bam.
So just to kind of sum up, I already talked about this, a fan theory that I found was that, hold on, let me read it. Hold on. Apparently my computer doesn't want me to read it. That's fine. Okay. So it said that Harry, Ron, and Hermione only got into Gryffindor because they had the courage to ask, which kind of like is like, oh. So I'm just gonna read something that they wrote. It said, Rowling has led us to believe that Harry's traits of courage, chivalry, and determination made Gryffindor the obvious choice for him. It makes perfect sense, right? And it says, wrong. Harry was a Horcrux who contained arguably the most famous member of Slytherin, Lord Voldemort, within himself. This, combined with his cunningness and a certain disregard for the rules, made Harry an obvious choice for Slytherin. So then they, like, the article talks about, like, did he have it, personality and all that kind of stuff. And everyone talks about, like, Harry's the Horcrux. That's why the Dursleys were, like, freaking out the whole life. But at the end it says, hold on, I just lost my place. We need to take into account that in the books we know that Harry was brave enough to ask the hat to be in Gryffindor. So then you kind of, like, wonder, like, Ron was probably petrified to be put anywhere else but where his family legacy was. That's, like, a lot of pressure on a little kid. Mm-hmm. Like, I better be in the same one that my parents. So I wonder if he had that same thought, like, please be Gryffindor, please be Gryffindor, please be Gryffindor. Like, I want that. And then Hermione, we know that Hermione talks to Harry at the very end of the first book, and she says, books and cleverness, they only get you so far. It's courage and, like, friendships that's better. That's obviously what she values in life. So it's kind of just like the whole fan theory was just like they were in Gryffindor because they asked for it. And you could also, like, put that onto, like, people like Neville. He definitely wants to be brave. So, like, please put me in it. Let me be that kind of a thing. So it was a cool fan theory to read about. I highly recommend it. Good old Tumblr.
Tumblr.
But can I ask a small question?
Yeah.
So do you think that, I'm sure this was probably in the fan theory, but do you think the Sorting Hat, like figured out, obviously, that there was, like, a sliver of Voldemort in Harry and was just like, how do I deal with you? Like, like, he probably could sense that.
It's just so old that it, like, talks in riddles. What's funny is it totally could have been like, dude, Harry, like,
yeah,
I don't know what's going on, man, but you got something going on.
So, like, I'm detecting a second soul, and like, I'm a little freaked out.
Or it could have sorted him into both, and that would have eventually led them to figure out what was going on with Harry.
Harry Potter will split his time between the Gryffindor and the Slytherin common room.
He, like, announces it.
Because he's too far in the middle. Something's going on.
Never seen the same.
Also, he could have helped out.
You know how, like, the hat can, like, whisper? Like, that was one of the things from the movies that drove me crazy, because it, like, it said it, like, really loud, like, oh, difficult, difficult. You're like, shut up. Like, this is my innermost workings. Don't talk about everything to the whole group. That was the introvert in me freaking out for everyone else. But, because I definitely remember it's, like, able to, like, whisper into your ear, like, oh.
Yeah, it's all in your, it's all in your ear.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah, because, like, in the movies, obviously they had to make it big, but he's like, Slytherin will show you on the way to greatness. You're like, oh my. Like,
it's like everyone is listening to this right now.
You could be great.
Yeah. You could be great.
Harry also whispers that pretty loudly. No, Slytherin.
Yeah, I know. Like, everyone around, especially, they were, like, all right next to the thing. They're like, oh my gosh.
I know. McGonagall's like,
Poor Slytherin. That's always funny. Gets the bad rap. But remember, you can always follow us on social media at We Solemnly Swear Cast. Leave us your insights and your questions, because this is always super fun.
It's true. Mischief managed.